Today's Amud is Nedarim Mem Amud Beis, which would seem to be quite short, five lines of Gemara, but there's actually a tremendous amount to talk about, the Ran and other Rishonim and Halacha. So we got up to three lines from the bottom on Mem Amud Aleph. I remember once hearing a shiur from Rabbi Sobolovsky. He was listening to a news broadcast about the Persian Gulf War, and the broadcaster on the news station was going through a whole long arichas as to why the American troops had to attack at a particular time due to the way that the Euphrates River would overflow. And he says, "Oh, that's the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Mem." So we'll see. You know, we'll have a better havana of the American military strategy as we see what comes out from this Gemara. So it begins like this: For Amarav and Amarav, Mitra b'Marova. So when you have rain in Marova, is Eretz Yisrael, Sahado Rabba Pras. It's a great witness. It's a good testimony to the Euphrates, right? If you even look at the word Pras, is the Hebrew, obviously, Euphrates is coming from that, because we're showing that the rainwater is going to increase the water flow in the river. The Ran learns, the Ran's up way up, like about halfway down, it says Kishioid Mata Be'eretz Yisrael Meid Alav Pras Be'bovel. So when it's raining in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, this is testified to in Bovel Shekol Shehu Godol. Even the rains didn't fall here in this place. The rains did fall in Eretz Yisrael. Now this is going to be today's daf about toveling in a mikveh in the rainwater. So this is an important rule. We have to talk about the difference between a mikveh and a mayan. So the Ran is alluding to the halacha that when you have rainwater that falls, normally when rainwater falls, let's say it would fall into a pit, that is a mikveh. That's kosher. It has a certain amount. It's memsa'ah. You could toivel in that. But it has to be, if it's a mikveh, it has to be bashborin. It has to be standing still. It cannot be moving at all. Right? Kilomer says the Ran, dekavu v'kaimei. Okay, that's the halacha. And again, a mikveh is from rainwater. It can't be a mayim she'uvim that was gathered together in kelim or anything like that and brought to the place. It's natural flowing rainwater and it has to be standing still. Kidetanya b'sifri, like we know the sifri. E me mayin mitahar b'zoichlin. So now me mayin is different. A mayin is water that comes from under the ground, not from rain. That can be zoichlin, which means it can be moving, it can be flowing. That's the difference between, one of the differences between a mayin and a mikveh. So just like a mayin can be zoichlin, so it says the sifri af mikveh metahar bezoichlin. That's the havmin. You would think that your mikveh could also be flowing. Talmud Omer, ach mayin abor. Right? The meat is that, no, it's only a mayin can be moving, zoichlin. Mayin mitahar bezoichlin u'mikveh bashborin. So therefore, the mayin can be flowing, and the mikveh has to be standing still. Hilkach, therefore, kol hecha de'ikel mechash shem rabba hanoitvin al hagezoichlin oser. So if we have a concern that it's overpowering in the ratio, then you would not be allowed to toivel in this if the rainwater was coming in. You have a big river over here. You got a little bit bigger. You would think there's not really a doubt over here whether you have the note from the flowing water. Sure, be loud. So that's allowed. So you see from here, we're going to get into this now. Can you be toiveling in the river? So this statement, Pligi de Shmuel, says the Gemara, right? This whole idea that Avrab is saying that the waters are flowing is against Shmuel, the Omer Shmuel, Nahara Mikefa Mizbarich. Water gets literally it's blessed from its own banks. The increase of water is tributaries. It's not due to the rain. Now how is that? Let's see the Meforshim over here. The Meforish, the bottom, two lines in the bottom, Nahara Mikefa Mizbarich. Shinoveya migdosa velomi megeshamim. Right, it's coming from the banks of itself. That's what brings the water big, and it's not coming from the from the water as well. So even when you see water that would be coming from elsewhere, we would say that it's coming from not from the rain, the tributaries. Some say that the kefa is like talking about like rocks or something that by the river source, right? Okay, the river's banks. That's the basic idea. Okay, upligi de Shmuel ad Shmuel. Now this idea, which Shmuel says, that's against a different statement of Shmuel. To Omer Shmuel, ein hamayim mitarin bezoichlin. The water is not allowed to do if it's zoichlin. Now onto Amud Beis, ella pras biyomi tishri bilvad. So the only where you'll have the flowing water is during the Euphrates, right, in the Har Pras, and that's only during the month of Tishrei, which is after the summer, and there's no rain falling. So then it's clear to us that the water in the Euphrates is coming from the source of the river. But the rest of the year, you have rain, and you have melted snow, that mixes together with the water in the river, and then the water from that would come from the rain and the snow, that's only would work if it's Ashborin, and the river's flowing, so it wouldn't be good. Now that's a lot to talk about now, just on this piece, these huge runs over here. Right, so let's see the Ran. Top of Mem Amud Beis. Lefi she'ein eis geshamim, right? It doesn't rain in Tishrei anymore. Velo zman hafsharas hashlagim, the melting of the snow. Velo lemeisar kol naharas chut miprasos. Velo lemeisar nami pras v'chol hashana. It's not also the whole year. Ela b'yom Tishrei b'osav. Only from that time near the cave and the kulahu shosha mishum shem yar benoit v'mal gezoichlin he. The whole concern is that maybe it's more of the rainwater is on there. Kol she'enu bekiim fraz biyom etishrei kamehi elai. So we don't know how much it really went up. V'chein b'shanros, same with other rivers. V'yodin anu behem shela olam enu mismayid mishir kach afil v'es yovish gadol. Even if it's very dry. Kol she'en anu roim bo ki'im oso shir, that amount, lama nachushlo, why are we concerned? Halek lemechash l'shem yar b'noitfim al hageshamim, right? So ela, Shmuel tarti kamashmul, there's two things that Shmuel's telling us. Chada, the first thing we learn out from Shmuel, to nahara shehein machzivin, kozev is something that dries up, right? Amarti b'chazi kol adam kozev, right? It's something that's false, it's a fake, because it doesn't remain true. A mayan never dries up. Mimehem ein toivlin behem la'olim, you can't use them at all. Kevin shefami mechazim, because times they dry up, la'olim choshashin behem l'geshomim. Ol p'sharas ha'shalom, we're skirted it's rainwater or that it's melted snow. Now let me actually stop reading from the Ron, just speak out a little bit outside. So in halacha, we view an ocean is a mayan. That's clear, the water's coming from underneath. Now lakes are made geshomim. Lakes are formed from rainwater. Now there's two things you have to know about a lake. First of all, it can't be zoichlin, right? And then when they're talking about when it's not a windy day, obviously the wind is blowing and something artificial is moving it, that's different. But it has to be standing still, because that's making a kosher mikveh. But some are man-made. They can actually do testing to determine whether or not it's rainwater or whether it's man-made. There's a bucky in mikvahs from Chaim Kalman Klein from Kiryas Yoel, who does testing like this to find out what bodies of water are kosher, what lakes are kosher for a mikveh or not. But if they're man-made, there's a big concern that the water could be coming through pipes. That'd be mayim she'uvim, right? At certain times, like in some of the bungalow colonies or camps, they'll make like a partition in the lake. That will help for this zoichlin, because within that area, it's not flowing. But rivers. So that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about here in Dharma on Daf Mem. So they flow, right? So it really depends on the time of the year. If it's Nisan, then it's full of the melted snow. That's Megashamim. So it's no good if it's flowing in Zoichlin, right? But if it's another time of the year, then that's okay. But Shmuel says, no, you always win, right? Nahar Mekifim is Barich. Like there's a Ron over here, actually, you probably should have read. The Ron says, so you have water that comes from underneath it that greets it. So you have like three tefachim meet every drop of rainwater. So according to Shmuel, it comes out great. You're always going to have more of the Mei Mayan than the Mei Geshamim. So, really, our Gemara, it's a machloikis over here, right? Whether the tefillah in the river is okay only during certain seasons, meaning not Nisan, or like Shmuel, that it's good year-round. But how do we paskin? So the nafkamina is in these types of certain seasons, right? So Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Hilchos Mikvahs, Reish Aleph, Siv Beis, says it really depends on Rov. So they follow the sheet of the Rambam, that you make this partition, that's going to be the next part of the Gemara, which we didn't get up to yet. But the Reina Tam actually paskins like Shmuel, which is a kula, because that means that it's good all year round. Right? The Ramah brings from the Maharik that really we should be Machmir, not like Shmuel, but the Rabbeinu Tam, he allows it even during the rainy seasons because the Mayan always wins. Now, B'Shas Adchak, so Reb Chaim Kalman Klein pointed out you could rely upon this Shita. So, you know, let's go on. There's another part of the Gemara to see, and then we'll come back and do a little bit more halacha. So the Gemara continues. Avua de Shmuel, the Shmuel's father, Avu Lahom Mikvais Levenase B'Yom Nisan. Right, so Shmuel's father made mikvos for his daughters. I think the Masifta talks about why it wasn't for his wife, why Bedavik for his daughters. Okay. But he made it for his daughters during Nisan. Umatzbe b'yoyme tishrei, and he would make mats for them during the times of Tishrei. So he made the mikvahs in Nisan because it was the whole concern that maybe the rainwater and the melted snow is going to overpower, it's going to outnumber the Mayan, and then if you're toivling the river's falling, that would be no good. So therefore, he makes it these mikvos, means he made like partitions, so to speak, and that would be ashborin. Then the second part about making these mats for the times of Tishrei, that's to prevent the mud from making a chatzitza that would make it no good. The Ran over here. The mud, so that it shouldn't be a chatzitza blocking it, right? So some learn that these were mats. The Rambam actually has a different understanding of this. So let's see in Shulchan Aruch over here in Tevila. So the first thing is that I would say is like we don't pass like this, Ron. You can't tovil on something that's makabel tumah. So to make a mat like this is no good. The Rambam learns that the mats here are the like partitions. It's not the mats. So he would make this thing, maybe shemit snias, what have you. The Rambam is in Hilchos Mikvos Perek Tes Yud Gimel. Hamayim azoichlin min hamayin harehen kimayin lechol davar. Water that flows from the mine is like a mine for all things. The matanfin min hamayin, it drips out off of bishahin tordin harehein kimikva. The ematarin ella ba'arba sov omdin, has to be standing still. Post le zavim mitzoros the kaddish behem mechatos. You can't use this for a zav. A zav needs a mayan. Mitzor needs a mayan. To be mekadosh the mechatos needs to happen through mayim chayim. Hayazoichlin min hamayin mis arvin notfim, if it comes intermixed with the rainwater mimenu imraba zoichlin al hanoichlin, then again the zoichlin is more hare lechol kimayin lechol dover, it's still considered to be a mayin the imraba hanoichlin al hazoichlin, if the rainwater is more vekain im rabu megishamim amenahar einik mitahir. Has to be standing still. That means to make the partitions. You have to make a standing privacy thing for them. Until the water stands still and tovels it. So that's how the Rambam learns our Mishnah. One point about just, I guess, being tovel on a, if the Ran was learning these mats. So, the Gemara Nida on Samach Vav says that woman can't toivel, can't stand on top of a klicheres, And the Gemara has a discussion as to there, maybe it's a gezeira mishum merchotos, that is like bathhouses or something like that. And you just go to a bathhouse, and that would, taking a shower, that would work for your mikveh. Or another reason is because maybe there's a fear she's going to fall off. It's unclear what the actual maskana is. It's a machlokes in the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rosh seem to say that the Havim was totally rejected, but the Rashba, the Ran, the Raiva, they all learned that no, there are two reasons according to maskana. Number one, we're concerned about toggling on top of the klicheres because there's a fear she's going to fall, and a gezeira of merchatzos. So the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Tzadi Ches says the woman can't be tovelos in anything that's makabel tuma, and it adds something she's afraid of falling off. So that's a major, major nafkamina. The nafkamina would be, if the reason really is because it's mekabel tuma, then and she did it, then it's pasul derabanan. It's not a good tefillah. She has to go back to the mikvah. But if the whole concern was, no, it's because it's a fear, she's afraid of falling, she's not going to do it, so then bidi yeah, but it's okay. If she says she didn't fall and she wasn't afraid, so that would be good. But to put like a mat down, you know, these like loose sandals or something like that to wear to keep your feet things, that would be pasul derabanan because it's gezeira. You know, really, the floor of a mikveh should be made out of avonim. That's what the post can point out. There is a maharam. It's machlokes in the achorim. We follow this maharam or not, but the maharam wants to say if you would bolt like a wooden ladder or something, that's okay because, you know, once it's attached, it loses its shame kli, and it's like part of the binyan, and so therefore it's not a problem. But that is, again, a further machlokes in the achronim. So, a lot to talk about from we got to, three lines into Mem Amud Beis, but we'll stop here for today, and we'll pick it up, continuous in the following shir on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph.